BBC News with David Ryder. The Mir space station has crashed into the southern Pacific Ocean, ending its 15-year orbit above the Earth. Eyewitnesses on Fiji's main island reported seeing a series of bright shafts of golden light tearing across the sky as the craft disintegrated as it entered the Earth's atmosphere. Steve Rosenberg reports from Mission Control in Moscow.
There were those who thought it was too dangerous. There were those who thought it just couldn't be done. But at Mission Control outside Moscow, Russian space engineers have proved all the critics wrong. Bang on time and without a hitch, they managed to bring the 134-ton Mir space station down from space and land what was left of it safely in the Pacific Ocean. They may have lost their pride and joy, but space chiefs here are clearly proud. At a press conference following Mir's successful deorbiting, the head of Russia's space agency, Yuri Koptev, praised his team. He said this was the first time that such a complex spacecraft had ever been taken out of orbit. But while the Russians are busy patting each other on the back, there's also a feeling of great sadness here, a deep sense of loss. For Mir's passing marks the end, for now, of Russia's independent manned space program.
Police in China say they have arrested the man they named as the prime suspect in the explosions last week that killed more than 100 people in the northern city of Shijiazhuang. These are the worst bombings in China's recent history, as Rupert Wingfield Hayes reports from Beijing.
From its northern border with Russia to the coast of the South China Sea, a huge manhunt has been underway to track down the man suspected of China's worst bombing in recent history. Now police in the city of Beihai, close to China's border with Vietnam, say they have got him. They told the BBC the man named Jinru Chao was arrested there early on Friday morning. Jin is accused of setting off four separate bombs at apartment buildings in the industrial city of Shijiazhuang exactly a week ago. One building was completely destroyed in the attack. In all, at least 108 people were killed. So far, Jin is the only suspect named by police.
China has admitted that an army officer has not returned from a trip abroad, following reports that a senior colonel had defected to the United States. A statement from the Foreign Ministry in Beijing said the case was being investigated. Reports say the officer walked out of a delegation visiting the US last December. He was said to have been a senior colonel involved in administering contacts with the United States military. There's tight security in the Pakistani city of Lahore, as the authorities attempt to prevent a planned pro-democracy rally to coincide with National Day. The Opposition Alliance for the Restoration of Democracy says it plans to hold its rally, even though the meeting has been banned and hundreds of its supporters have been detained in the past week. Riot police have cordoned off the proposed venue. The confrontation comes only days after the Commonwealth warned Pakistan to speed up its return to democracy or face diplomatic sanctions. You're listening to the news from the BBC in London. Chief veterinary officers from the European Union are meeting in Brussels shortly to discuss whether to start vaccinating animals against foot and mouth disease. The EU is concerned that vaccination would lead to Europe no longer being classed as a disease-free region, as well as in Britain, cases have now been confirmed in France, the Netherlands and Ireland. German officials are also investigating a possible outbreak. Shireen Wheeler reports from Brussels.
The special meeting of the European Union's top vets is likely to see strong arguments from the Dutch delegation in favour of emergency vaccination. With cases confirmed this week in the Netherlands, the Dutch authorities want to vaccinate animals in the areas around the infected farms. But a law agreed by the European Union 15 years ago prohibits vaccination by individual countries against foot and mouth. The Dutch say the economic arguments against vaccination are no longer valid, given the state of the crisis.
There was more sporadic gunfire early today around the Macedonian town of Tetovo, where the military authorities say they intend to launch a major offensive against ethnic Albanian rebels. The Macedonian army says it will take up positions on the border between Macedonia and neighbouring Kosovo and surround or drive back the guerrillas. Hundreds of Indonesian police reinforcements have been sent to a district in the province of Kalimantan in Borneo after a new outbreak of ethnic violence. Reports say that up to 12 people have been killed in the past 2 days after indigenous Dayaks attacked settlers from Madura Island. And the Indian Parliament has formally adjourned for a 3-week recess amid uproar as the opposition parties kept up their demands for the government to resign over a bribery scandal. For the past 8 days, the opposition has paralysed both houses over the scandal. And that's the BBC News.